Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. If you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques. That's natural ways to keep us all healthy. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
We're here to do that.
That's right. Well, here's a topic that's sure to stir up some controversy at your next dinner party. Just ask everybody, what's the difference between men's and women's brains? Now, that question has triggered many punchlines over the years, and we're not going to tell you a joke right now, but we are going to let you know about a recent study that was released that provides some very interesting insights on that topic.
This is an amazing study. It was based on more than 46,000 fMRI images showing blood flow to the brain, and it found that women's brains are significantly more active in many areas than men.
Hmm.
Is anybody surprised at that?
Not really. I don't know. Maybe we overthink things. I don't know.
It's important to know which areas we're getting more blood flow, though.
That's especially true in the prefrontal cortex. That's involving focus and impulse control. And in the, in the limbic or emotional areas of the brain involving mood and anxiety. So in men, the study found that the visual and coordination centers of the brain are more active than in women. And now that makes perfect sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the visual.
Well, increased blood flow to the prefrontal cortex may explain why women often exhibit greater strengths in the areas of empathy, intuition, and collaboration. Now, there's a downside to that. Increased blood flow to the limbic areas of women may explain why they're more vulnerable to anxiety, depression, and eating disorders.
This study was done in Southern California by Dr. Daniel Amen and was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
It reminds me, a couple of years ago, we were doing a series for the TV show on brain health. I'm just remembering how many brain health experts we would ask, well, what's the difference now? What do you think is the difference between men's brains and women's brains? And how many of them dodge the question? It's still very controversial in the scientific community. And this study, I think, is going to maybe answer some of those questions. So it's really interesting because this is an fMRI. So these pictures actually could see the blood flow happening
right
in the brain.
That's
So this MRI is not a static image. It's like a moving picture image. So seeing where the blood was going, I think, is a really big breakthrough. And 46,000, that's a big sample. So I think there's a lot. We're going to be hearing about this in the months and years ahead.
I think so. I don't think people are going to stop talking about the difference between men and women's brains.
We'll have different punchlines in the jokes.
Yes, maybe. Well, we have one final thought, and that actually is more of a reminder about something we instinctively know, but it's good to have that assumption confirmed by a professor of psychological and brain sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the professor's name is Susan Whitborn, and the topic is vacations and why we need them.
Mm.
In a paper on the Psychology Today website, Professor Whitborn says vacations are essential to our health because they break the chronic stress that affects so many of us in these days. Brooks just had a vacation. He came back looking like he wasn't stressed at all. I know they work.
Yeah, we just had a research subject come back and confirm all of this.
Yes.
So Professor Whitborn says stressed out people are more likely to get sick, have accidents, sleep poorly, be more irritable, and less fun to be around. But she says breaking the stress cycle is essential if we want to avoid all that bad stuff and go back to work and the rest of our life feeling refreshed, renewed, and ready to do a better job.
That's right. And I remember you promised me a vacation to Hawaii, and you did it on the television show. So I have video to prove it. So I'm just waiting for that ticket to arrive.
You know, I think that must be that increased blood flow to the prefrontal cortex, which brings that up for you now. So
we'll talk about that later. Yeah. So anyway, in fact, much of Europe, is partially shut down now in August because the local city dwellers are following Professor Whitborn's advice and taking their annual August break. So that's especially true in Italy and France, where they have more vacation time and they're better about unplugging from the daily grind than we are here.
So for our own good, we need to take this vacation thing seriously and literally give ourselves a break. You heard it here on Healing Quest, and there's the science that backs that up.
So remember, if you missed any of today's show, there is a podcast available at KFBK's website and on the iHeartRadio app. Send us an email at info@healingquestradio.com or call our listener line at 877-544-4827 and let us know what you want to hear us talk about.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to having you with us next week on Healing Quest right here on KFBK and iHeartRadio. Have a great week.